Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts, Liz Pfister, and I'm joined this evening by Mary Hernandez, Jan Drake-Bossi, and Catherine Peoples. How are you this evening, ladies?
We're good.
Pretty
How
good.
How about yourself?
Yeah.
Great.
How are you?
I'm well. So our friend DC cannot make it this evening. She's had another water problem. It's incredible.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Bless her heart.
I'm like, at some point this stuff has to give in. Is Mary still on with
Definitely.
Us?
Definitely.
Mary?
I think we lost her. There's something popping up on the screen here. What did I want to say? So let me introduce myself, and hopefully we get Mary back here in a minute. I'm Liz Pfister. I am an intuitive empath, and I own a holistic center here in upstate New York called River Maven. And I do many things. I'm a card reader, a meditation coach, a Reiki healer, a ordained minister, I'm sure among many other things, a card deck creator, and of course a radio show host. Every week on Tuesday nights at 7 p.m. Eastern, I live stream my crystal singing bowl meditation for everyone for free. So you can find that on my page at River Maven 77. And you can also find me on the Sacred Embers page to contact for readings and distant healing and such. And I'm going to also introduce DC Love while I'm on here because she's not with us tonight. DC is an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, a divine healer. She channels messages and divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, angels, and, of course, who we all love, her in-spirit dog, Ginger, as well as Joan Rivers. This week, I don't know if you ladies noticed our photo for the event was, and unfortunately it's four guys, but I'm just going to say we have our hair and tied up because we're riding in a convertible. So I was thinking it was, you know, Joan giving us a nice ride.
Yeah.
And you can find DC on Facebook at DC Love. Jan, do you want to introduce yourself next?
Sure. Yeah, thank you. I'm Jan Drake-Bossi, and I'm a psychic medium. I just blank for a second. Like, what am I? Anyway, psychic medium, and I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and in the Sacred Embers group. My website is www.wefindourway.com. You can look at my predictions there. I'm not taking a lot of readings right now, I'm doing one here and there. It's always best just to get a hold of me first on Facebook in the messages, if you would, please, or if you email me, that's fine, too, but don't pay. The reason why I'm saying this is because people will pay, and I'm not able to do it because either I'm doing another reading or I can't do it at that time, so I just want to let you know that. To get a hold of me first, that would be lovely. And anyway, I do, I work with animal totems. That's like the first thing that I see right away when I start readings with people, and they just come through, the animals. And then I do predictions, and so that's something that I really enjoy working on. I'm still a novice at it, but I have been published. But anyway, you can look on my website to look at some of them. There's a lot of predictors out there. I listen to a lot of them on YouTube. I'm very interested in this kind of stuff. They're much better than me. I don't get all the details they get, but I work at it. I try. Anyway.
That's your new power. Yes. No, you're amazing.
I'm not going to give my power away, but I love these. I love listening to these people because they are so amazing. But I'm working at it, too. So there you go. And then I work on poetry, and they come through the readings, and I love sharing poems, and I'm working with singers to do songs or any other kinds of events. I have done events with the poems already with music and other things. So, yeah, that's it. That's what I do, and thank you for having me here, ladies. I just adore you all.
Well, thank you for wanting to join us. We love having you.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Mary,
is
you want
Catherine
to
or Mary?
Yeah, either Catherine or Mary. Or myself. Catherine, you can go. I'll go last.
Okay. My name is Catherine. I'm an intuitive empath, medium. I'm an energy healer, spiritual and shamanic life coach, angel card reader, author of metaphysical and paranormal experiences on my journey, which are very extensive, that I don't always understand, but they're there. And I'm announcing now that we are, Mary Hernandez and myself, are starting a new show called Bridging the Gap Between Science and Spirituality, which will start in January 2023 on Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. Yay. And the reason for the gap is between I will be traveling literally for September, October, and December. So, and then we have the holidays in between. So as not to have a break in between. So look forward to that. Mary?
Yay. Okay. Well, yeah. I'm very excited about that. Catherine and I spoke about it today, and we decided that, yes, it's best not to take breaks, especially with the new show. So we're both excited about that. So I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath, and I communicate with spirit. I receive channeled messages through from spirit, ascended masters, and passed on loved one. I'm also a Reiki master and an ordained minister, and I offer different types of readings on my website, and one of them is the numerology reading, which I've done one for Catherine so she could vet for me how great they are.
Of
the benefits of numerology. And very thorough.
Wonderful. Yes.
Is that it can uncover your destiny and life purpose. Numerology is the bridge between who you are now and who you have the potential to be. And you can book a reading with me by going to my website at www.theangelwithin.com, and that's spelled T-H-E-E, angelwithin.com, or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And I pulled a card for the collective, and I know I'm not sure if everyone, well, I'm sure most of our callers that know me and know our show know that I missed last week because I lost my mom 9 days ago. So it's been really hard, and I just wanted to throw myself back in today because mom wouldn't want me to take a break. She would want me to keep going at this because this is my passion. This is my life purpose. And, I've been communicating with her, and it's been lovely. I had a meditation yesterday with Igor that, he's our meditation coach. Both Jen, myself, and Catherine attend his Tuesday evenings, and it was just amazing. I mean, the messages that mom came through with him for the collective, but we knew, my daughter and I knew it was him coming, or my mom coming through. And I just wanted to say that, one thing that my mom showed me was to be strong, and, because she knew that one day she wouldn't be here. I would need that strength to bear her loss, and I am strong, and I'm grateful that, I picked her as a mom, and I just miss her so much, but, I know she's in a better place. So I love you, Mom. Thank you for everyone that, donated, friends and family that have donated for my mom's funeral services too. I know amongst you guys here in the group, in our group of Sacred Embers, has done that too. And some people that listen to our show did that too. So I want to thank you publicly for helping.
That's nice.
That's fantastic.
Yeah. And I picked a card from the Kuan Yin deck because you know how you guys know I love Mother Mary. And the message was seek my guidance, which I am seeking her guidance right now. I am your divine mother. We belong to each other. Speak to me or of your concerns. I will receive all you offer me and show you the way. So what a beautiful message for the collective, you know, seek her guidance. She's always there available for us, our divine mother. So, you know, and what a perfect message to get, right? My mom is in heaven. And
yeah.
She's now my angel, you know, and guiding me too, you know, and will help me now. You know, now I have two angels or more than two.
Oh, that's wonderful.
You know, my two dads are in heaven and my mom is there too. So now it's like most of the family is up there in heaven. So, yeah, so I'm glad to be back, you know. And yeah, so thank you, ladies, for everything, for being my support in this, you know, difficult time for me.
Of course.
Definitely.
So glad we could
be
there for you.
Yeah, yeah. Jan, would you like to start with, like, your poems, and then we'll go back to Liz and do the singing bowl and then just start taking callers?
Okay. Sounds really good. And I just love everything you said, Mary, and I love Kuan Yin so much. And I'm just, this has been quite a time,
yes.
And you're doing so beautifully. Thanks for being with us
tonight, too.
You didn't have to, and you are doing it. It's just, it's amazing. So I'm just going to start off because it is a new moon in Virgo, and we are in the Virgo season right now, and I happen to be a Virgo, too, and so is Liz. So I'm just going to start off with this poem called Virgo and Vibrant. It's just really fast. It's a quick one. It goes, I vibe Virgo in my smiles and laughter. That is for sincerity, honesty, and being a little obsessive, maybe even vibing the hereafter. It's a Virgo thing, so clean and tidy to a fullest extent. But our true magic is always Virgo and vibrant. And that's that one. And then we go into Sunflower Skies. And the first one goes, take me to the sunflower skies. Let's kiss with no lies. It's a place where no one dies. And the second one goes, let the sunflower skies diminish old trials. The new moon brings in new smiles. Stable serenity will replenish and release past cries and sad eyes. And this one's called, just breathe. Some days breathing is all we need to do for a day. The breath of life, a precious gift to just breathe for more peace and less strife. And this one says, glory on us. Thank you for all that we receive, for all that we believe, for those we lose, that we will grieve. God shines glory on us. The light will never leave. And this one says, just smiling for today. Don't perpetuate the loneliness, the emptiness, the grief, the longing. Smile for today. Be the love now. You are the love now. Love is now. Just smiling for today is the love now. And this one's grooving along. We blend into a new song, our hearts of a kind. Some of us didn't belong, but we are of one mind. Those who've touched us deeply, there is still time. Nothing is wrong. Love is still part of us as we keep grooving along. And this one's called Flowered with Magnolias. Her time had almost been over. She almost didn't last. She had faded and didn't even know it. Her spirit had vanquished, but not her will, as she would get beyond her past. It was still steel and flowered with magnolias. She was feeling very new. She knew now that everything gone awry, what she needed to do. And this one goes, a smile can transcend peace to all people. It's free. And this one is cosmic continuum, divine swirl. Entering and exiting this time zone, make the most of it in this cosmic continuum. we are not alone, which will help keep us, keep our equilibrium. When I look to the light, I get caught up in a divine swirl, so heavenly, so bright. And this one just says, we must reach to live another day, stretch and find a way, point and position as we may, dream another dream without delay. And this one says, wild and free, magical sparkles. I walk the lighted path as I travel through my destiny. I see magical sparkles permeate my vision while I embrace those in my eyes. Life is a living miracle. I am wild and free. And this one goes, I am you, you are me. Let's live in this life together and free. And this one is peace poem, Cat Cats. I am you, you are me. Let's live in this life more peacefully. Can we? And the last few ones are, to walk freely on the earth is a privilege and a gift. And this one is, Earth Angel, remember that you are an Earth Angel. Remember who you are. You can rise and shine in many realms. You can fly through the universe, sparkling like a shooting star. You are no longer here to stop your quest. Allow the universe to fan your flame. You are giving your best. You are here to live your dreams and to be your highest. It's your time now. There is no one to blame. Earth Angel, you are a clean slate, a brand new story. It's a new year, Earth Angel. You are mystical, magical, and full of God's glory. Remember not to judge yourself. Remember, all is well. And that's that.
That's beautiful. Beautiful, Jan.
Thank you.
I love it.
Oh,
of course, the Virgo.
The sunflower skies were so beautiful, and Earth Angel. I mean, they're all so beautiful, but I was really touched by sunflower because my dad, every time he comes in, he gives a sunflower.
I thought of
an Earth Angel.
So
I feel like they were speaking to me.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was synchronistic, right?
Yeah, that was.
Very
synchronistic, yep. That's great.
I'm
so
glad.
Liz,
and
I'm sure we want to, like,
what
did
was
you bring
that,
a bowl today?
Oh, I did bring one. I thought Jan was saying something.
Oh, I'm
I just said it's Catherine. I just said I'm holding an angel in my hand.
Aww.
When you talked about the archangel sunflower.
So what?
Right.
I missed it. What, Catherine?
I have, when Mary and I were in Lilydale, I bought an angel necklace, and I was holding it in my hand. As you're talking about the sunflower and the Earth Angel, which were synchronistic for Mary, her mother.
Absolutely.
And her mother's an angel.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's all I was saying.
Oh, thank you. I'm so glad to hear that.
Beautiful. Yeah.
Amazing.
So I was going to share that right before the show, I was outside taking a walk around my yard. We had really heavy rain yesterday. And a lot of like storms and stuff. So I was taking a walk around, checking out my plants, flowers, my gardens and stuff. And I was outside and I have one bed that has all my angel statues in it. So I was just taking pictures of all my angels before I came in here.
Oh,
wow.
Oh my God.
We're really in sync.
Wow.
Well,
yeah.
I have another one for you. So my daughter texts me pictures that my little 3-year-old grandson took today with her camera, with her phone. And one of them is, and I'll post it, it's an angel in the sky praying. Oh my gosh. I was wow. She just sent them to me earlier and I was like, wow. So all the angels. Yeah. That's so beautiful.
Yeah.
Oh, right. I knew that I had to share that poem. I just got that feeling to share that poem tonight. Just really strongly.
Yeah.
So just,
Well, that's why.
Oh, and one other thing I had to say about angels. So most of you guys know that my dad's name is Angel. So, you know, at my mom's wake, we walk in, my daughter and I. So I have to say so I walk in, my daughter and I, and we're like, wow, who sent those beautiful flowers? There's no name on it. And then the lady, the director comes in, the funeral director says, well, you know, the previous person, it didn't fit in the hearse, so they decided to leave it, and I left it in your room. So it was an angel wings, shaped as an angel wings with roses. And my mom's name is Rose. Oh. So it's just like angel is with Rose.
Wow.
And I was just like, my daughter and I just broke down and cried and told the director, you know, the synchronicity of that. It's just, you know, that my dad wanted us to know that he's with her, you know, not to be sad.
Yeah.
So that was just so beautiful.
Oh my
I will
gosh.
Cherish that picture
wow.
forever.
Yeah.
Of those
wow.
flowers. So, yeah. So anyway, that was it. But I mean,
gosh.
It's just so beautiful with the angels and everything.
Yeah.
You know, and them
like,
coming through so
I'm sure
strong.
We could probably do a whole show just talking about our angel experiences.
Yeah. Yeah.
That would be
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But Mary, at the start of the show, when you were talking about your mom, I was called to tell you this message that I got yesterday. I've been reading this book. It's called Simple Abundance, and it's every day there's a passage in there you read. And yesterday it was, if not now, then when? And I was like, And the quote under it was, procrastination is the thief of time. And I took a picture of it because I thought, oh, boy, I'm a procrastinator at times. And I'm like, I need to remember this. I need to, you know, make this a point to work on. But when you were talking about your mom and you said that you knew she was with you and stuff, I was called to tell you.
Mm-hmm.
You said, if not when, if not now, then when? So
yeah.
Don't wait.
I took that
right.
message. I wrote it down because I know it's for me.
That's
yeah.
neat.
Yeah. There's certain things that I need to work on for sure. And get going on with. Another thing, I'm so sorry, I keep interrupting before we take do the sound bulb, but last night I fell asleep. I couldn't sleep much, you know, because I was up till like 3:00 in the morning, not able to sleep thinking of mom, but I fell asleep praying my rosary, and after I was done, I put my rosary down and right next to my, you know, right on my bed. And when I woke up this morning, it was shaped like a heart. I actually sent it to Catherine, and it was so beautiful because that's what mom's been sending me and my daughter is hearts, you know, just to stay in our heart
yep.
space. So that was just amazing. Like I woke up this morning,
that
I was like, thank
so
you,
amazing.
Mom. Thank you, mom.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
it's been like, I mean, the signs that she's been giving and just coming through so strong through, like, my mentor, through DC, who's another mentor, you know, and just, like, a lot of friends. I mean, and even with you, Jan, and Catherine giving signs. It's just amazing,
yeah.
you know, how strong she's yeah. been coming through, you know. So, I just want to thank you all, and I want to thank the Ascended
yes.
Masters as well, you know, for being with me.
Yeah, absolutely.
and I'll stay quiet for now.
Okay. Your mom's always in your heart, right? Like, that's, she's always going to be there.
Yes.
And what I tell, you know, my son, unfortunately, has lost a few friends in his short little life of 20 years Monday.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when the kids are here and they're doing their grieving, I always tell them, you know, take what you remember, what was your favorite thing about that person, and take it out and share it
mm-hmm.
into the world, because then you allow them to continue to live on by passing on their legacy. So
mm-hmm.
that's how I try to think of it now. And it's definitely helped me. I know when I lost my friend a couple weeks ago, that was, I'm like, you know what, there was very distinct things about her that I said, okay, I'm going to work to be more like, the, you know, do that thing more. So I'm, and I have been, and I feel better.
Yeah.
So we
That's
had a little
wonderful.
Craziness there at the start of the show with electronics, and so I was in a really good place until that happened. So I'm sure Mary got frazzled as well. So. I have my bowl here today, so why don't we all take a nice big deep breath in through our nose
and then letting it out through our mouth. And take another deep breath in and bring your awareness right to the center of your heart and your connection to your higher power. Well, that's better.
Thank you. Wow. I started spinning right away.
I was like, oh, I'm like, that's where I was. Ooh, okay.
That was beautiful. Thank you.
I love that, Liz. You know I do. I missed your Tuesday night bowls, and that is just so heavenly to have this. I just love that because it just, boom, it just puts you right into – It centers you just immediately, you know. Oh,
absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
I was very hopeful last night, Jan, for thunder and lightning. I don't know if I've shared with you, but my biggest dream is to play the singing bowls like in a thunderstorm. And in 2 years,
this
has not occurred. And last night it was like this downpour, torrential downpour. And I'm like, ooh. So in my center, I could open the front door in the studio where we sit, and it opens to the front porch. And I wasn't sure if people would come or not. I have a good group usually, and I knew that people said they might come. But then with the weather, I thought, oh, you don't know. So I thought I might have to have people on the porch too because we can't go out under my new gazebo that I worked all weekend to get ready for last night.
Oh, neat.
So I'm like, you know what? I could open the door, though, and I could sit in front of the door. So I had the camera on me. So it's raining for most of the bowls, if you have time to just listen to it.
Okay.
I think
I will.
Like extra soothing. But no thunder and lightning still. But we're pretty close. So maybe someday.
Yeah.
When the time is right.
Yes, I know.
Yeah.
Like, oh, is this it? I was so excited, but no.
So are you ladies ready to start taking our first caller?
Yep.
I am.
Yes.
Okay. Area code 813, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, it's Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. Hi, how's everybody
doing? Do you have a question for us? We're doing okay.
This summer has been pure hell. My husband has been in and out of the hospital, actually more in the hospital than out. And I'm just wondering if anything is ever going to look any better.
Okay. The first thing is our words are powerful. So speaking, our words become things. So just watch what, you know. The words, but I'll let the ladies go, and then I'll be last. Jan, do you want to go first, or Liz?
Sure. Yes, I can go, unless, Liz, you want to. It doesn't matter to me.
No, go ahead, Jan.
Okay. So, hi, Kathy.
Hi, Jan. How are you doing?
I'm doing better now these days. Let's see. So I've never seen a lion for you, and you're getting a lion right now. So have you ever had a lion?
No, but I've been very bold and brassy these days, which is not my style, so that sounds pretty accurate.
Yeah. So let me just tell you what is going on with the lion. And, I just think it's neat that you're getting, because I love lion. Hold your head up high and keep your dignity no matter what you're faced with. You're much stronger than you think you are and need to use your emotional strength in this situation. Call upon the well of courage that's available to you to confront this uncomfortable situation. This is really what it says. I can't believe it. Listen closely and discern carefully before acting rather than moving ahead impulsively and recklessly. When faced with a tough decision, follow your heart rather than what you think you should do. You may feel particularly stressed or beaten down by a situation, and that's why the lion is coming in to give you dignity and integrity. To capture, recapture your self-respect, you have a strong presence and dignified manner. Don't allow any anger to be triggered right now, because it's there's a great deal of compassion for others. Also, you're a natural leader and organizational skills leader. And so I have to say that I did do just a tiny little reading, because I know you wanted to come on. So right before, when in our 15-minute reminder, I just closed my eyes and asked a few things for you, Kathy. Mm-hmm. So I'm just going to say that what I saw immediately were your eyes, and I see that they're very weary. And I feel like you're exhausted. I kept getting like exhaustion and tired. But then I saw the cross. I felt like you're being protected by angels and Jesus. And I feel this overwhelming sense of duty for you that you are in right now. And and you feel like you have to. You have this overwhelming sense of duty of what you think you are supposed to be doing. And you have been doing it. You've been doing everything that you're supposed, that you've been doing a great job. But that now is the time for you to think about your health. I feel like your husband is not dying yet. I'm getting a strong thing here that he's not dying, that is not leaving right now. Mm. And that you need help. You need people to come in and help you, or you need a family member to come in and help you. You need nursing care to help you. But I feel like if you don't get the help, then your health will slowly start to break down a little bit, because this is really getting too stressful. And I don't know what your insurance, is, but he has insurance. Okay, he has insurance, but with this insurance, I feel like you need to start now to get the help that you need, like getting home health services to come in and break you. When I was taking care of my mom, you know, because I did for a long, long time, I had to get services to come in and help me with her, because my health, as you know, did break down. And then we needed the help. And it's so overwhelming, especially when you take care of a family member. It's even more, because they pull at your heartstrings, and it's not, you can't help it. It is what it is. The heartstrings get pulled so much more with a family member. So now's the time for you to get a home health care person, a nurse, nurse's aide, the whole gamut. They will send you people to help you. And so that's what I'm getting. And I'm also getting that you need to start now with this, because your health could start getting your health, is what I'm getting. And I'm not trying to say, but I do hear that you're going to be fine and you are going to get through this. But it's a good time to start getting help for you now. Right. So that's mostly what I'm getting. And you've done a great job, Kathy. You really have.
Thank you.
You're welcome. So I'm going to pass it over to Liz or Mary or Catherine.
I'm here. Hi.
Good.
It's Liz. I had too many things open to remember to look at. So I pulled a couple cards from you, and I have to agree with Mary that our words have power. So I received earlier this week in the mail a tarot card box, and so I got three new decks of cards, and one of them is Louise Hay's Power Thought Card, and I know Mary will love these. So I pulled one out of there first, and it says, I release all criticism. So first thing is, you know, think about in your life where you criticize anything, criticize a system, a person, any of it. Just look at those and say, you know, like, we really don't have time for that. That's low vibe energy, and you don't want that in your space right now. And it says, I only give out that which I wish to receive in return. My love and acceptance of others is a mirror to me in every moment. So, you know, sometimes anytime we're looking at someone else, the things that we pick out that we love about them or we don't like about them are things that we tend to either love or not like about ourselves, really. And, you know, so think about that. When we're putting criticism out there, we're really criticizing ourselves and where we feel that we have shortcomings and things that maybe we don't talk about. Maybe it's uncomfortable to us. But, you know, just realize that everything is happening the way that it's supposed to. This is divine, you know, everything is divine timing. So be patient and, you know, and I'm sure it's exhausting. I know it's frustrating. But breathe and know that, you know, everything is happening the way it's supposed to. And sometimes we have to tell ourselves that even when we don't believe it. And then I pulled another card for you, and it was number 36, Archangel Raguel. And he's the angel of justice, harmony, and solutions. And I had to look him up because I'm not really familiar with him. But the angel of harmony, and are you or your husband a Star Wars fan?
No.
No? Okay, because this stuck out to me. It says, Archangel Raguel is the ultimate archangel of harmony and your personal Jedi master.
Oh, okay.
So I was told to tell you that, so I thought maybe you were Star Wars people. And then I thought,
Star Trek.
He didn't really give me he didn't give me everything I really wanted to know, so I went for another card, and I got two. And I got number 27, Animal Totems, and number 26, Conscious Steps. So as Jan was giving you her message, this is what came out, you know, to slow down, to think about what you're doing. And the other thing is 27, 2 plus 7 is 9. The 36, 3 plus 6 is 9. 9 is the number of completion. So you're coming to the end of this cycle of the, you know, being unsatisfied and up and down and not knowing what's going on. You're about to end that. But the other thing is this animal totems card,
mm-hmm.
It looks like Mother Mary walking with the animals in this picture. So crazy. And somebody has said something about Mother Mary. You know, and the conscious steps is just about thinking, you know, taking your time, make sure you're thinking things out, make sure that you're listening to your body and what it's telling you, you know, listen to your inner voice. And mm-hmm. Jan's right, you know, have help come in, because taking care of people that we love, it's not only physically exhausting, it's mentally and emotionally exhausting.
Exactly.
So you definitely need people to come in, and you want them to come in before you deplete your own health, you know. And mm-hmm. sometimes it just may be, you know, his friends or maybe other family that can just come sit with him for a couple hours, so it's a change of pace, right? Because sometimes when we're ill, we're not always treating the person taking care of us the best because we're frustrated. But having someone else come in, get our mind in a different place is helpful as well. So, you know, reach out. You know, if you're looking at money things, just say, you know, hey, I'm looking for a little help, people that maybe could come in for a little bit each week so I could run an errand or, you know, do this or that. And you'll be amazed at the people that are going to pop out of the woodwork and say, oh, my gosh, I'd love to sit with them and catch up about work or, you know, whatever. So.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're going to be really, really blessed in that way, beyond what you think you are. And but you're getting ready to transition into a better space of just being a little bit more comfortable and not so overwhelming and upsetting.
Oh, that's good now. Yeah.
Yeah. So just take your time.
It's been going on for 23 years.
Mm. So I think you're going to finally get the hang of it.
Yep.
Not to make, I'm making light of it, but it's, but you're going to be in a better place. Ask for the help to come in. You know, the universe is going to deliver. And you're going to, it's going to be a good, positive place for both of you. Really, it will
good.
Be. So
that's good news.
I'm
going to,
you're welcome. I'm going to pass you over to Catherine.
Okay. Mary, so I pulled the card release. And it's telling you to work with Archangel Michael to let go of what no longer serves you. Again, your words, your thoughts, your actions, it all has energy. And it's, it means something. And so you have the power, right, to go forth with, your thinking. And so this card, I'll just read it. Archangel Michael sends you this card in response to your question about what's happening. Perhaps you haven't, you've been intimidated about moving forward, or maybe you feel blocked with respect to understanding. These concerns have triggered Michael's assistance, and the message he brings to you through this card is, your higher self is completely aware of your divine mission and is ready to move forward on this path. Your higher self is also tapped into the universal flow of support available to you. You reach your, so it's basically telling you to release anything that is standing in your way. Okay. So action steps here would be the suggestion just to write to Archangel Michael, like write on a piece of paper, just what do I need to release? Be fully on my path and purpose, right? And then write down anything that comes to your mind, including your thoughts, your feelings, your visions, your words, and you may even find your pen, like, automatic writing, and just go with it, right? And then in a ceremonial type of, way, you can burn that paper and send it up, to the heavens, or you can send it down to Mother Earth, where she's going to transmute it to light and love. You could, burn it, you could put it in water, you could do whatever you want and say, your own words, but here it says, I now fully release anything that is not for my higher good. And a visualization came to me while the girls were talking in terms of letting go of what no longer serves you, right? And visualizing this rainbow waterfall just coming down from the heavens into your, crown chakra. So imagine your crown chakra is just opening up and this beautiful, just rainbow light, a waterfall is just coming through your whole body, not just your inside your body, but outside your body too. And it's just flowing, 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 and it's going down, 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 and you're letting go all the way down through the bottom of your feet, right, which is connected, right, to Mother Earth, and you're releasing anything that no longer serves you. Just down to Mother Earth, just imagine the center of the Earth, and that's where it's being released to, where, again, Mother Earth she transmutes it to light and love, right? And that was something that I've actually done, and it was very enlightening, and it worked. So you have to, is that something that you feel like you would resonate with?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Good. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was the one card. And then the other card I have here is angelic frequency. Angels are here. You are safe and connected. The angelic frequency is the energy of angels and the angelic kingdom, which is aligned to service, devotion, authenticity, and love. When this frequency comes to us, it's because the gateway of our heart has aligned with it. We essentially become an angel upon the earth, I just got shivers. Angels are the heartbeats of Source. And so when we're in touch with the angelic realm, card features a being of light, and the streams of light surrounding it are angelic frequencies, listen to this, pouring down to light up our life, just like that waterfall, right? This image also unlocks our soul memories, and it tells you here to visualize yourself surrounded by golden light to attract the angelic kingdom into your world. Silently say something like, thank you, angels, for reminding me of your presence. It feels so good to know you are here. And just welcome in the light. Okay. Also the message goes even further, just to say angels are drawing close at this time to open, like, up signs and synchronicities to confirm this through your actions, your choices, your services. And you're being upgraded, stay on the path, keep, in tune with your words and your thoughts. And when you do that, your frequency is being elevated. So, and once that happens, you are being rewarded and blessed. And, basically that's it. So, I hope that resonated with you. It was a nice reading.
Yes, thank you.
Hi, Kathy.
You're welcome.
I guess I'm last but not least. It's Mary. I picked a couple of cards for you because I was guided to. So the first card was from the Kuan Yin deck, and it said, Lotus Born, your innermost being is eternally pure. No matter what has transpired, what you have done, or what you have failed to do, there is a light within you that can never be dulled. Release your shame, embrace your true nature. So you're like a lotus right now. And then the postcards from Spirit. Spirit wanted me to give you a message from here too. And this one is, dearest you, we know everything in the universe is perfect, even in its flaws, and we view the creations of spirit in total awe. All is unique, yet part of a unity of existence, but the human experience is a little different from ours. You tend to have a specific standard for what you consider ideal, and this isn't serving you right now. So forget your idea of perfection and see through our eyes, spirit's eyes. Allowing things to be as they are without judgment. Don't wait until a perfect moment or mood to start something. Instead, enter life with all its flawsomeness. You are exactly where you're supposed to be. Let others be who they are too, imperfect and human, complex or simple. It doesn't matter, for there is always something to discover, experience, and love. When you drop the need for an ideal, you uncover the real treasure, which will be far more interesting and valuable. Loving you like crazy. And it says in the back, there's two angels, and it says, you are magic. So that's so beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
And then,
wow.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
One more message, Kathy, I'm sorry, but this is what they wanted me to pick. So the angel prayers card from Kyle Gray with Archangel Shamuel came for you, and it says, open your heart, and they want me to read the whole thing for you. It says, the angels are encouraging you to open your heart at this time because of the emotional ties and letdowns of your past. You have created barriers surrounding your heart energy that would stop people coming into your life and stand in the way of loving experiences. It is important for you to realize that the past no longer exists, and the only place where you are powerful is in the present. Your heart may be feeling broken, but it is completely whole, and all you have to do is remember that ultimately you are love. There are opportunities for you to love and be loved at this time. This card brings positive, loving, and even romantic experiences into your life so you can feel whole again. You are an old romantic at heart, and it is small things that count to you. By taking this opportunity to open your heart and let love in, you will allow yourself to settle, be romance, and have a positive, balanced relationship. The angels want you to know it is safe to love and trust any new relationships or existing romantic relationships in your life at this time. Archangel Shamuel is he who sees God, and he is the angel of love. His aura is pure white and ruby, and his purpose is to help us see opportunities to love. When he shows up in a reading, he can signify a soulmate bond or relationship. He helps us enjoy our loved ones and feel a sense of peace concerning our purpose, which is to be happy and fulfilled. So that was that message. So open your heart. And, you know, just a reminder of our thoughts become things, because, I mean, we have to remind ourselves that. I sometimes have to remind myself that, you know, I'm sure we all do, you know, that we create our reality by our words that we speak. So just a reminder for that, Kathy. And I hope this has helped you.
Yes, yes, quite a bit.
Thank you,
thank you very much, ladies. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, Kathy.
You're welcome.
I'm glad you called in, Kathy.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Just hang in there, okay?
Yes, hang in there. Okay. Wow, beautiful messages, lady.
Yeah.
All of them were.
I sent her cards on the sacred numbers page, too, if she wants to look at them.
I'm trying to see if there's any callers from last week as well. Okay, no callers from last week.
I didn't see anything when I looked a minute ago.
Yeah, so I'll keep going.
I've been trying to keep an eye, too.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'm going to the next one. Area code 651, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, this is Christiana.
Hi, Christiana. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. Mm. Do you have a question for us this evening, Christiana?
Yeah. I think I've asked about it in the past, but some things have shifted. So I was just wondering if you guys could provide me with some insight. I'm wondering, will I be moving soon? Like within... I was hoping at least 3 to 4 months, maybe sooner, and the energy surrounding that.
Okay, if you're going to be moving soon, that's the question?
Yeah, I'm trying to line things up so I can get into
Okay, I'll let Jen go first and see what your spirit animal, then Liz will come on.
So, hi, Christiana. It's Jan. I didn't hear a word you said, but I see, I'm sorry, I see a deer and a dog, but I know there's a dog in the background there barking. So I got a dog, but I got a deer in the woods is what I'm seeing. And I'm sorry, I just couldn't hear anything that you said. So, but the deer says that if you've been involved in some aggressive negative circumstances, seek out safe, nurturing situations and people. And more than ever, you need to trust your gut instinct, and you're poised for an enticing adventure in the future, one that will take you down many paths and lead you to important insights. Be gentle with yourself, and maintain a sense of balance, of mastery and authority with the feminine and the masculine characteristics of love. You're highly sensitive and intuitive, and if you need to... you're comfortable outdoors, particularly in the woods, and that's what where I saw the deer was in the woods. I don't know if that's true for you, but
yeah, it is.
That. Oh, okay. And Mary said something about you moving. Is that so? You're thinking of moving and stuff.
Yeah.
Is that what's going on? Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that lined up. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Is that coming? Do you feel like that you're trying to do that soon, right?
Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to do pretty soon? Because I'm getting 3 or 4 months. 3 or 4 months is what I'm hearing.
That's a
and,
good time frame.
Okay. Okay, so that's good to know because you're trying to do it now, so that makes sense. Yeah, I think it's going to go over, you know, and just have patience. And they talk about having a sense of balance. Just try to stay balanced and try to keep your direction, sense of direction, to go ahead and enjoy what you're doing while you're going through that. And and that this is going to be an enticing adventure. So I think it's something to look forward to. You've got something to look forward to here. It's really exciting.
Yeah, I feel like it. I don't know what it is.
Oh, good.
I'm excited still.
Okay, good. Well, the animals are saying that it's going to be. So
And I wanted
to
tell you.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I just wanted to tell you that
ahead.
I, a while back, not too long ago, but anyways, I got a painting custom made for me by a psychic artist. And the painting is a deer.
No way.
Yeah.
There you go. Isn't that neat? Oh, I love the synchronicities. That's so cool. Well, there you go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Very good. Well, I'm going to have you pass you over to Liz and the ladies, and they have more messages that are synchronistic too, I'm sure.
Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Beautiful, Jan. I love that. And I got to tell you,
I normally don't
do this, but I was like, this can't be possible. I was pulling your cards, and the first one I pulled out was one that I pulled for the previous caller. And I'm like, okay, I need one more. And I pulled out a second one that I pulled for the previous caller. And I'm like, well, this is just unreal. And this is, like, it's a new deck, but it's shuffling really well. So these cards are mixed. And I'm like, no way, but that card had a big deer on it that I put back in there.
Oh, my God. Oh, wow. There you go.
I'm like, so you were meant to know about the deer. I was supposed to tell you that, but I did need to get this other card for you. So the first card I have is, I love and approve of myself. I appreciate all that I do. I am good enough just as I am. I speak up for myself. I ask for what I want. I claim my power. So this doesn't in particular have anything to do with your move, but it's about taking care of you right now. And making sure that you are the number one person in your life, that you are treating you the best, that you better than you treat anyone else, you're treating you the best, that you're loving yourself, that you are loving every aspect of yourself, because that's who you are. That's what makes us who we are. And so you're really being called to connect energy and heal that with you, heal yourself in that manner. Of loving you, knowing that you're enough, knowing that you are worthy of good things, great things, that you are smart and intelligent, you are powerful, you are anything you want to be, you are. You can do any of it. And the next card I got for you was Conscious Steps. So again, and I agree with Jan, you are going to be moving, and I do feel like it's soon. The card, number 26, I was pulled to that right away. And so there's definitely, there's more to that number. So I feel around the 26th of a month that's coming. But it says, considered action looking forward. So don't rush. That's what it's really telling you. You know, trust that this is going to happen in the time frame that you're looking at, but don't rush it. Just allow the things to come. You've put your specifics out into the universe. I want to move by this time. And the universe is listening. So don't doubt it. Just allow it to do its thing. And trust that it's coming. Listen to the things that really speak to you.
don't just rush into things because you're afraid that it's not going to be moving forward or it's not going to go as fast as you want. Just really allow things to unfold in your own time. They're going to be perfectly fine. They're going to be everything you want and more. And the last card that I have for you is number 9, the Healing Heart, love, acceptance, and romance. So again, this is about you, and I got a message actually that the number 9 was representative of the month of September, which is starting tomorrow. So for the month of September, your spirit guides, your team, they want you to really, really reconnect with yourself and love you. Put every effort into loving yourself and who you are. It's a big, big, huge golden heart. And it's, you know, it wants you to accept everything about you, everything about your past, everything about your present, everything about your future. Accept it. This is who you are. It's who you were meant to be. It's who, it's what made you and gave you your story. It's what got you to here, and it's what's going to get you to where you're going. There's nothing wrong with it. There's nothing to be ashamed of. It's beautiful, and it's meant to be shared with anyone that comes in your path that needs to hear it. So
thank you for that.
You're welcome. I hope this message helps you, and just trust that everything's going to work out.
By the way, that's not my dog.
Oh, it's not?
No, it's not my dog.
I'm so sorry. It's mine. I can't stop it.
It's okay.
Putting it on mute. I've been trying to put it on mute. So, sorry about that, guys. There's three
youngsters. Well, thank you for that, Christiana.
Yes.
We would have kept wondering if it kept going. Like, who's got that dog here?
Like, this dog is really, like, not like a spirit hanging out.
There's spirits all around here. So he might be, I don't know what he's doing down there. And this is a semi-farm, so just FYI. So this is Catherine. Are you done, Liz?
Yes, I'm done. I'm sorry, Kathy.
Okay. So, sorry about the dog situation here, but so it's Christiana. So, I did pull a card for you, and I also, to begin with, got a yes, that you will be moving within the time frame or shortly thereafter that you're looking for. But the card that I did pull was Compromise. And it's from the Angels and Ancestors Oracle card deck by Kyle Gray. In order to create a happy outcome for the situation, you will find it necessary to compromise. So allow yourself some time to become clear about what is truly important to you. So also take note of matters where you would be open to changing your position. Work towards an agreement where everyone wins. And just be open to cooperation that would allow you to get what you need while also assisting others in fulfilling their desires. Be objective about finding a balance between respecting everyone else's viewpoints and still being true to your own. So that made sense in terms of what you were looking for with the house. And then this was a great card I pulled here from the card I showed you actually was from the Angel Answers, and this one is from the Angels and Ancestors Oracle card. And this is the Medicine Guardian. It says, be open to healing information. So listen to what is coming up within you and what is being shared with you by trustworthy others in your life. Pay attention to healing information. So healing angels can help you heal emotionally, spiritually, physically, with their energy. And they can also direct you towards information that will help you return to wholeness. When this card appears, information is being revealed that can help heal an aspect of your current situation, whether that be your health, you know, selling your house, releasing it, whatever it is. The Medicine Guardian is here to empower you and just helps you to return to a state of wholeness. You're being exposed to information and insights that will have a dramatic healing effect upon your life. So if you're working with something mentally or emotionally, know that there are spiritual energies supporting your healing. Your angels are here to remind you that your natural state is one of wholeness, and you are on the road to revealing that wholeness at this time. And that's
okay.
It.
Thank you.
I hope that helped.
Yeah, I definitely have to meditate on it.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome.
Hi, Christiana. It's Mary again.
Hi.
I got the Kuan Yin deck, and the card that came was received for you. And it says, let the hungry earth of your body be nourished by the rainfall of my blessings. Open yourself to receive all that I wish to grant you. I shall bring you relief. Oh, my gosh. That's such a, I feel like the rain coming down on you, Christiana, of, like, you're going to receive so much. And I'm getting chills from head to toe. So just be open to receive it all from Kuan Yin, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters. Like, they're with you, and they want to help you. So be open. And then the other card I picked for you was from the Oracle of the Fairies deck. I wanted to give you a message. And the Lotus of Flourish came out, and it says, the Lotus Fairy tells you to learn from experience and shed your inner light on any unclear areas of your life or those of others. From dirty mud, beautiful flowers emerge. We can liken mud to the trials of life, to the things that have hurt us, but also ultimately shaped us and helped us to grow into the people we are today. From pain comes growth, and this growth can inspire others who are going through similar discomfort. The Lotus Flower Fairy comes to say that you have a wealth of experience that can be used to help others. When we learn from the past, I'm so chilled from head to toe, sorry. When we learn from the past and from painful experiences, we can truly and fully flourish into beautiful beings who shine from the inside. You're a beautiful flower born of the lessons of the past. If you're going through a tough time right now, this fairy reminds you that you're receiving life's spiritual ingredients with which to grow and flourish. This card also tells you that a lotus flower and a rose can't be compared, for every flower is unique and beautiful, and the same goes for us humans. We each have special talents and skills, and no one can be as good at being you as you are. The fairies know this only too well, so celebrate the wonderful person you've become and continue to flourish, precious one. Wow, that message is so deep, because it's like your experience that you, whatever you've been through, you can help others talk about it, right? Help others,
yeah.
Like, open up,
I plan
you know,
on
after you've
book.
Gone. Yes, yes, and I get chills, so, oh my gosh, yes,
and
you're going to help so many people.
I do candle magic, and I was doing, I did that, and the candle was burning down and almost all the way down, and I noticed a flower at the bottom, at the base. From the wax, it created petals and turned into, like, a flower.
Wow.
Ooh,
oh, my
gosh. Wow.
So this is your confirmation. I'm so chilled.
Amazing.
That is so beautiful.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they came really clear about this message for you. And the next card, which they know I pick the bottom of the deck sometimes if they tell me, is abundance card. So it says, prepare yourself for incoming abundance. Release any mental blocks you may have. In fairyland and human land, there is enough abundance for everyone. So regardless of you, like, remember, you're a flower, like a rose and a lotus is different. We're all different. We all have different abilities and talents and skills. You know, there's there's so much abundance to go around. And Catherine and I connected a lot to the fairies in this trip to Lilydale we did a couple of weeks ago. And it was so beautiful. And they've been all around us, you know, for a while. I know Catherine experienced them before.
I think they've been around me too because
for sure
I've been hearing the high pitched like singing bowl sounds, and they like to come at night, so I tell them that's the wrong timing. So I hope they're not too bothered by that.
Yeah, well, when I was in Lilydale, they came at night for sure. They were all over the room at night, and I was so grateful. I was like, yeah, stay with me. So I love them, and I stayed in Harmony House, which had like a little fairy garden up front, so it was just so beautiful. My room was right outside the fairy garden, so they were like all around the room I stayed in, which is so magical. So yes, I mean, nothing but great stuff is happening for you. And that book, I got such chills from head to toe. Like, do it. You're gonna help so many people for sure with your story, with what you've gone through, with, you know, what you're going through now, and like all the abundance that you're going to receive after that. And it's just not only money-wise, right? It's abundance in all forms that, you know, that we really care about, right? Love, joy, happiness, you know, bliss. I feel all that is coming to you. I'm so happy. You deserve it, Christiana.
Wow.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Thank you,
you're
everyone.
Welcome.
Everyone for the reading.
You're welcome.
Welcome.
Oh, and I did confirm with the dates that Jan gave you, about 3 months, and the 26th seems like about right, the number when you're going to move. So I did get a confirmation on that. So that 26th that Liz got was definitely on, like they told me yes. So that's going to be the number
in like
for something.
Months,
and I'm thinking it's the move. and Jen mentioned in about 3 months, she saw the three. So,
okay.
And I asked around, you know, like in 3 months, and they said yes. So.
Well, thank you.
So you're going to have to let us know how everything goes and just stay positive and remember our thoughts become things and, you know, just speak it into existence. You're finding this perfect place. You're going to write that amazing book to help others and to help others heal as you have healed. And don't forget, you're a lotus flower and a fairy.
Yeah, okay.
All right. Thank you, Christiana. Okay. Wow, that was so beautiful, ladies.
Yeah.
Oh, that really was. I just love this.
I know.
Beautiful, Mary.
I
can't wait to listen to this show.
I know. I never get to listen to it, and I really want to listen to the playback sometimes because, you know, we're just speaking out of, you know, sometimes it's channeled messages, and it's so hard to remember what's coming through. But it's beautiful. I definitely want to do that for sure. Okay, and let's go to our next caller. I'm just trying to see if there's callers from last week, but I don't see any. Sorry, I'm taking so long. Okay. Okay. Area code 770. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hello. Hi, my name is Maddie.
Hi, Maddie.
Mary.
Hi, Maddie.
Yes, this is
Hi.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. Do you have a question for us?
I do. I have a friend who is who came to me and said,
"Oh, the connection is bad, Maddie."
Thank you.
Hello.
Uh-oh.
Oh,
did
she got disconnected. Yeah, I think we did. Yeah. Okay. Well, if she calls back, we'll pick her up right away. Okay. So let's see.
I did see a kitty cat for her, just in case.
Oh, she did. Okay. That's so cute. Okay. Area code 904. Oh, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello. Area code 904. Okay. All right.
So
oh,
you know, Mercury
no.
retrograde doesn't start until Saturday.
Yes.
And I have all these problems.
I know. Okay. So let's try on the next one. Area code 917. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Oh, can you hear me?
Hello. Yes,
can
I can.
Sorry
yes.
about that. I'm trying to find like a very quiet place around here. My name is Ashiel, and my question is, I just booked a couple of sessions with a spiritual healer, so I'm just
mm-hmm.
trying to see how do you see things working out, because, you know, I was going through some spiritual situation, and then, you know, so I booked this guy, and, you know, I had a consultation with him, it seemed promising, but, you know, I'm just curious how do you see it working out, and I'm going to mute you to the noise.
Okay, let's see what the ladies get. Jan, do you want to go first with the spirit animal?
Okay, sure.
Or whatever message
again?
You get
Sorry.
As well. Ashiel.
Sure. Ashiel.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so I'm seeing all these, like, little furry animals, and the one that's coming out the most is a little, brown monkey. That's what I'm seeing, and it's just it's kind of a neat animal. I rarely see monkeys at all. But let's see what the monkey has to say for you. And you said that you had a healing recently, so that's really neat. First, accept things as they are, is what the monkey says. Once you do, you'll be able to generate creative solutions for any problems you're having and put them into action. Be willing to adjust your course quickly as necessary when fresh information, whether intuitive or logical, comes your way. Be open to new perspectives, approaches, rather than getting bogged down in rigid thinking or acting. At this time, it's especially important that your communication is clear, congruent, distinct, conveyed through words, body language, and action. And you're close in communication with the nature spirits, particularly fairies. Yay! You're able to move through life with grace and fluidity, rarely getting stuck in old habits and routines. You're intelligent, clever, and adaptable, and use those skills for creative problem solving. You're an excellent communicator and very sociable, and you're inquisitive, eager to learn more about anything that crosses your path. Ooh, what a neat animal to have around you, Ashiel. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah.
It
does make sense, yeah.
Okay, good. I'm not sure what your question was, but I feel like you are really into working. I feel positive about you and what you're trying to do in general. I don't know what you were asking, but I'm wishing you good luck because I feel like.
Yeah, I was just wondering if this healer was going to be very beneficial to me, even though, you know, he seemed like a nice guy, you know. I was just trying to figure out, you know.
If this is a good person for you to be with?
Yeah, to work with, you know, because I have some spiritual issues that I'm dealing with. But, I was just curious, you know, just my mind just, you know,
yeah.
just trying to figure out, you know.
Yeah. I feel like it's a good, what I'm getting, the words I'm getting is good transition.
Okay.
It's worth your while. Sometimes, you know, if things are 50%, if things are good 50% or more, then it's a worthwhile thing. If it's less than 50%, then it's not, you know, you may want to think twice about it. But I'm feeling that it's worth 50, it's 50% or more for you here. So
okay.
It's a good transition. So, yeah, that's what I'm getting. So I'm going to hand you over
to you. So
much. Uh-huh. You're welcome.
Hi, Ashiel. This is Liz.
Hi.
So I have to share with you, every time you say, I went to a healer, I keep hearing, I am a healer. I am a healer. So he is, he's actually opening you up. You are a healer. You have great modalities to bring forth. And once you... once you become a little bit more comfortable with what is happening, you're going to realize, oh, I've had this all along. I've always had this. It's going to seem very normal. You're going to be like, what? So the first card I pulled for you from Louise Hay's affirmations is, I am flexible and flowing. So always, you know, stay open to new ideas, open to new thoughts, and new opportunities. You know, a lot of times we get the plan in our head and we think we have to go full speed ahead at that one plan and we can't ever veer from the path. The fact is the universe, when we put something out there and tell it we want it, it starts tend to bring it to us. However, a lot of times we think we know the best way, so we do these things and we fight against it. You know, anytime we meet resistance in our life when we're trying to go towards something, go towards a goal, and like everything seems to go wrong, everything seems to get in the way, that's the universe saying, hey, stop, slow down, this isn't the way to go. And they usually are giving us up other opportunities, but we're so stuck in our way and in our thinking that we just try to keep bowling ahead and we miss all these open doors just to the left and right of us. So, you know, make sure you're slowing down, you know, you're connecting with yourself and getting your, you know, using your gut feeling and going with that. You know, we don't have to give knee-jerk immediate reactions. We can pause and, you know, think about it for a moment. So the message on this card is, I'm open to the new and changing. Every moment presents a wonderful new opportunity to become more of who I am. I flow with life easily and effortlessly. So when we are in sync with our higher power, you know, when we're connecting through meditation or moments of silence or whatever it may be, then we are being guided. We are being led each day because we ask for those signs and then we look for them and we follow them. You know, we allow spirit to take us, not necessarily on our planned path. We may have an idea of where we're going, but we might be taking a different route today. And it's okay. But at first it seems very awkward to us because we've been so conditioned to make a plan and stick with the plan. So the next card I pulled for you is Archangel Haniel, Joy, Blessings, and Intuition. And it says Archangel Haniel is the angel of joy and often appears in the feminine form. Most of the archangels are androgynous, which means they do not really have a male or female attribute necessarily. But Haniel often appears to us in a female form. And the name means joy of God or grace of God. So, you know, as a healer, when we really tap into that profound ability that really all of us have within us, we just have to, you know, focus on it and work it. When we open that up, we are in service, right? Because we are called to heal not only ourselves, but we're called to, you know, send healing out into the world. And it's a huge, huge thing. It's a huge, beautiful shift in us. It's a beautiful opening and awakening of our heart and our mind. So allow this to happen because you're going to receive greater joy. And I think, didn't Jan say something about the fairies, the connection to the fairies? Because she also is a an archangel that is often seen with fairies.
Cool.
And then another card I got for you was mindfulness. And it says, peaceful presence, quiet mind. So again, listen to your higher power. do your meditation, listen to the messages you're receiving. Your higher power will guide you, and it will tell you the path to take. It will tell you what you are supposed to do next if you ask it. So do you do meditations with, like, free writing afterwards, any journaling or things like that, Ashiel?
Yeah, I do meditation on a regular basis. But what I write, I usually write my dreams. You know, when I have dreams, and, you know, a lot of times they don't make a lot of sense, but I just write them down. So I have just a notebook next to my bed. I just write them down because I don't know what it means. But, you know, so I just write them down.
Yeah. So, you know, it's saying pay attention, go back and review, but also ask intentionally when you go to sleep, I want to know, what am I supposed to be doing with this? Or is this the healer I'm supposed to continue to work with, or should I be doing more? Ask, and you'll get the answers. You'll receive them through dreams if that's how you get your messages. That's what it's asking you to do. It's the number one card. So, of course, it's all about wholeness and that we are all one, right? We're all connected. So what you have, what you need to ask, the answer is out there. And just ask that you will receive it. So I hope those messages serve you, Ashiel. And I'm going to pass you over to Catherine.
Right? Yeah, okay. That was very helpful. I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Okay, this is Catherine. So I did pull two cards for you. And the first one is from the Angel Therapy deck. And it's listen to your intuitive feelings. Your body is receiving accurate messages from the divine. And this card, your angels want you to know that you're always receiving divine messages, even when you're not noticing them. Most of these messages come through your physical and emotional senses, as your body is extremely sensitive to subtle energies. So sometimes you may not understand your feelings, yet they always have accurate underlying wisdom. You receive this card because you've asked a question that your body has already answered through your emotional and physical feelings. You're urged to trust your feelings and act upon them without delay. And ask your angels to protect and guide you, which they do through your intuitive sensations. So you have the power here. Just notice anything in your body. Just notice, you know, synchronicities. Notice, you know, listen through all of your senses, right? See, hear, feel everything. And you're intuitive, obviously, and you need to listen to that and pay attention to it and trust that the messages that you're receiving are accurate. Okay?
Okay.
And then the other card that I pulled for you, which I love myself, is an Arcturian Light Codes. And this is from the Gateway of Light Activation from Pearl Gray. Arcturians, do you know who they are? Let me ask you that.
Say it again. Do I leave it?
They're called Arcturians, are light beings. And Arcturus is a giant red star that is among the brightest stars from the northern hemisphere, okay? Arcturians are here. They're higher dimensional beings that are here to help us here on Earth, right? So the Arcturian race are here to help those on Earth who feel called to facilitate healing and to move beyond these regular ways of our things. They guide us to realize that we have a great opportunity to evolve beyond limited states. If you feel called to the Arcturians or this information, it could indicate a past future incarnation on their planet, Arcturian planet, or that you have Arcturian guides working with you. You can evolve into a greater state of being now. This begins with how you approach even the most mundane of tasks in your own universe. So, it's saying recall your power. Realize that you are part of the evolution of humanity, and it's time to become the leader you were born to be. It doesn't matter if you're leading yourself or a larger group. The key is to create more loving ways of doing things. Honor the ideas or thoughts that you have been having recently. If you have been hearing high-pitched noises, seeing flickers of lights, for example, or sensing that you are being visited by beings in your sleep, know that you are receiving downloads from heaven. Arcturians are with you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool.
I love that. Because that's what they're here for, to help us to heal and to ascend. And it was accurate, I feel, because that was part of your question, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I hope that helps.
Yeah. I was just digesting what you said. Yeah, that was very helpful. Thank you so much.
Good.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Ashil, this is Mary, and I have the cards that came out for you. The first deck I picked was the fairies because Jan mentioned the fairies were very present for you. So the two cards that fell out was inner child. The fairies of playfulness remind you to make time to embrace your inner child. Playing keeps us young at heart. Do something silly and fun, but stay safe. And then the other one has a unicorn in it. And then it says, always trust in the purity of your heart. Look inside your heart, and within it, you will find the answer to your question. So they want me to touch with you. Like in the beginning, I used to receive, and I still do receive messages through synchronistic numbers, like 111, 222, 333.
I get those every day.
Oh, you get them every day. Okay, so look those up and find out what they're telling you, because that's how they're guiding you. So I guess they wanted me to remind you of that. I did that, and I still do that.
Yeah, no, you're right, because I've got these numbers, and I look them up, but sometimes I'm like, oh, it's just my imagination. Maybe that's what you mean.
No, it's not your imagination. No. That's how they guide us. That's how I've been guided, and I still use that as guidance, as a backup, because they give me so many new messages, you know, through the number synchronicity. So look them up, and they're guiding you for sure.
About an hour ago, I go one, I forgot the number. The number said that I was on the right path. So I was like, okay.
Yeah, that's nice. I love that. Yep. And in regards to your question about the spiritual healer, they will help you. You know, that will work out. And then Kuan Yin, the card transmission, like 5 cards came out for you, but they're very little. But I need to read them for you. The first one is courage. Okay. And it says, comparison will steal your joy and distract you from your purpose. Be content with your uniqueness. You are unique, beauty and value. There is a place in this world meant solely for you. Commit to your own journey. That's the first card. The second card is present. Be in this moment with me. This is Kuan Yin. You will find it difficult to feel my love and hear my guidance when you are distracted. I offer you a gift. Be present and you shall receive it. And then the next one is Divine Mirror. It says, look into my heart and see your own true and beautiful nature shining back to you. Honor yourself as I do, and you shall have the confidence and willingness to manifest your destiny. And then the last one is heart's desire. The manifestation of your heart's desire contains the seeds of fulfillment for many beings. Ask and I shall help you attain your destiny in a way that benefits all. Wow, that's so beautiful. So ask and you shall receive, because you are here to help so many, as Liz mentioned, and with the monkey coming through, and with Catherine's reading as well, you know, you're here to help so many people. So, you know, trust yourself and know that, you know, we're each in our own path, right? We're unique in so many ways, and, you know, and trusting that, you know, you're being divinely guided for sure.
Yeah, I get these messages. You know, as I said earlier, that okay, maybe, you know, but I have to step out of there because I get this. You know, sometimes I just ask and I got a message on WhatsApp. Just keep going, you know, be persistent.
Yeah.
But I'm like, okay, maybe just be taking, you know, but, you know, or I get a number 444. You know, that kind of thing.
Uh huh.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what I do with the angels is I ask them for three numbers. I ask them not for specific numbers, but I'm like, okay, if the answer is yes, show me three synchronicities that. You know, I know it's like, for instance, if it's my dad from heaven, he'll show me his numbers or he'll show me like any synchronistic number or angel number to confirm that it's a yes. Or, you know, if I'm asking a no question, if it's a no, you know, so it's really good. And also, you know, like the I also learned one with the pendulum and two with also your body, right? So you ask and you feel like if it's a yes, I get a heart expansion. If it's a no, I get a knot in my stomach. So, you know, the no is like really like, yeah, there's no movement, but you have a knot in your stomach. And that's how I learned in the beginning as well. But, you know, once you tune in, you'll see that it'll all come to you. And the angels are there with you, so present to help you with those. You know, just listen to them through those synchronistic numbers because they wanted me to tell you about that for sure. Because they know how much I believe in their guidance through the numbers.
Yeah. Well,
so I hope that has helped. And
yeah,
and,
everything was helpful.
Your healing is going to go great and believe it. Remember that our thoughts become things. So it's just, you know, believing that you're going to be healed and then you're going to heal other people. Once you're healed, you're going to be an amazing healer.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Have a good night and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay.
That's beautiful.
Wow.
Amazing
that was
reading.
Wow. That was beautiful. I love that.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. I'm just checking to make sure this new call from last week or the call that it dropped. Yeah, I don't see anything either.
Oh.
Okay. I'm going to pick up 614. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Adriana.
Hi, Adriana. Do you have a question for Mommy and her team?
I just wanted to is this your daughter? Guidance.
Yes, this is my daughter.
Oh my gosh.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Adriana.
Hi, Adriana.
Hello. I don't have like a specific question. I just wanted to like see if there was any spiritual guidance or any message from spirit that I needed to hear.
Me.
Sorry.
Lucas wants a reading, too.
Oh.
Okay. Jan, do you want to start and see what the spirit animal?
Mm-hmm. I just want to, I've already seen one, but I just want to see if there's another. I'm seeing a different one coming through, so I want to see there it is. Okay. So that's, you have, Adriana, you clearly have a deer also. So this particular deer, though, looks like a cartoon, like Bambi.
Mm-hmm.
And, and then you had an owl that came through from a tree.
Mm.
So you got two animals, like, boom, right, just right away. And I love the way the deer came through because it just, like, it was so fast and just, like, in a cartoon form. They do that. I get that a lot with animals. They'll come in through, like, they look animated cartoon. And it's totally fine. It's still the same. You know what I mean? So let me just see again. You know, I'm just going to take it from a different aspect here. I know I just read the deer, so I want to get a different perspective of, I really like this particular deer, though. This is so different, you know, looking. It's so fun. So, deer, the key words here is gentleness, compassion, grace, intuition, and hidden strength. And as a totem animal, deer may appear weak, but it's important to remember the great strength that lies at the heart of gentleness. If you have a deer totem, you're a private person, gentle in speech and touch, sensitive to danger. You are acutely aware of what is best for you and those around you. You can usually hear what truly lies behind others' words. You are non-critical, though, and you know instinctively when to push and when to allow. You willingly sacrifice your own needs for the sake of helping others. If deer has tiptoed into your vision, you are being reminded to listen to your intuition and to proceed gently. Perhaps you are contemplating change or need to resolve a situation. Deer reminds you to take the feelings of others into consideration. Be warm and careful rather than forceful. Perhaps you need to watch a new situation. Take heart. Deer can ease your fears by inspiring you with heightened instincts and new insights. You are on your way to becoming your true self. I usually don't read the whole thing. I just like to give a few words, but this was so neat. I had to read the whole thing because it was captivating. And the way the deer came in for you was like, whoa, it surprised me. Because she just popped in, boom, like, here I am, but very lightly and sweetly, you know what I mean? And does any of that resonate so far? I just want to go to the owl real quickly, too.
Yes.
Do you feel, does it? Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I can get to the owl from here. Yeah, insight. Keywords, insight, wisdom, clairvoyance, clairaudience, enlightenment, prophecy. I mean, boom, the owl is the psychic's animal, totem, one of them anyway. Owl helps you see through masks and illusion and hear what is not being said. You have learned to trust your inner voice concerning the subtleness of other people's motives and actions, so you are not easily deceived. Often you can see right into another person's soul. Strongly individualistic, you prefer working quietly so you are sensitive to signs, omens, especially when in a new situation. You are aware of that shadow side, and it's also necessary for the balance of life. So there you are.
Miss, wow.
I think you have your mother's traits, following your mom.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It really does. And it's more of a, like a confirmation, like a reminder, like, hey, you got this.
Yeah. All right. Good. Okay. Well, I'm going to pass you over to Liz. It's nice to meet you, too.
Likewise. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So, Adriana, I have a couple great cards for you. The first one is from Louise Hayes' deck, and it's, I have the perfect living space. It says, I see myself living in a wonderful place. It fulfills all my needs and desires. It's in a beautiful location and at a price I can afford. So I feel like there's something else that's going on in the background, but I also wanted to tell you that when your little guy came on there right at the beginning, that your grandma was saying, oh, hug him and kiss him every chance you get. Don't ever miss an opportunity. Pull him right in and smooch him off, no matter how much they don't like it.
He did so much hug and kiss.
Oh, yes. And then the next card, so this card has come out for everybody so far. It's number 27 in the animal totem, and it is this big deer on there, of course, and it looks like Mother Mary walking with him. And there's an owl sitting on the back of the deer, which I didn't notice the last two times. This beautiful hawk flying in, a jaguar and also a little fox, and I've had the fox totem come through for me a lot this year, so I'm going to just tell you to look that up yourself. But it says animal energy and powers. So these animal totems, just like Jan was saying to you, they're all around you, not only protecting you, but you will see them as signs as well. So keep your eyes out for those animals because they are very, very meaningful and powerful, and you are protected. And then the next card is number 34, currents of emotion, uncontrolled feelings, and it's like this raging river with like this fog over it and lightning coming down from the sky, and I'll send you these photos. But it's, you know, you're going to go through this right now, and it's part of grieving. You know, let those emotions flow. Let them come out. And I can tell you this actually from my own experience a few weeks back. I've been working with a good friend of mine, playing my bowls for her every week while she endured chemo treatments, and she lost her life eventually. And I was so upset, and you know, I was there the day that she passed. I went and played for her, and I came home and I cried, you know, all night. So I went to bed. I cried the whole next day. I really had a hard. I couldn't go do the things I was supposed to be doing actually. But come Sunday, not to say I wasn't sad, but I didn't have any more of that uncontrollable emotion because I released it. I didn't try to put it away and not show everybody I was upset or to hold back. I let it all go. So, you know, and I think it's the first time that I ever, ever really, really did that, truly. And I can tell you, I mean, this is, I can sit here and talk about this. I actually read a eulogy at her service of life because I had done that. Like, I could get up there and I could speak clearly without crying because I'd already released all of that. Because it does hurt and it does feel sad. So feel it. Fully feel it. Because it's very, very freeing afterwards. So allow yourself to go through it. Allow yourself, you know, and forgive yourself. Be gentle with yourself and know that when these emotions come over you, that you need to feel them so that you can heal them and release them, right? So that's what I have for you, Adriana.
Thank you, so much.
Lots of love to you and your mom. I know that you both have suffered a hard loss, but she hasn't left you, and you already know that.
Yeah. Okay, Adriana, this is Catherine.
Hi, Catherine.
How are you? Okay, so I have three cards for you. And the one card is from Angels and Ancestors, Kyle Gray, and it's the Broken Arrow. And it says, embrace the energy of peace. So let go. The message is to let go of the need to defend yourself and prepare to offer peace. You are safe. And in, it's just giving a description. Native American traditions, a broken arrow would mean that tribes were no longer fighting one another, but were making alliances. So when you see a broken arrow in a meditation, vision, dream, or reading, it's a message that you no longer need to fight because peace has arrived. This is a powerful symbol of harmony, serenity, and community. Just expose yourself to situations in which you feel protected and keep that feeling. It's telling you basically to, you're being guided. The energies of light are entering in to wash away all the darkness. You can drop your shields and protections. You are now in a situation that will honor you and honor your needs. Arguments are ending and disagreements are being resolved. So I love this card. Know that your angelic guides and ancestors are standing around you, protecting you and taking you lovingly forward. So that was the one card. And then the other is
from Angel Therapy, Oracle Deck, and I pulled crystals. The energy of crystals supports you and helps you with your present situation. So this card represents the crystals of the mineral kingdom. These powerful beings emit, transmute, and magnify energies. For example, clear quartz can increase your psychic clarity. Black obsidian stone is an effective protector. Pink rose quartz opens your heart and to love, and purple amethyst raises your spiritual vibrations. This card is asking you to work with crystal energy as you feel guided to, by yourself, with the help of a crystal practitioner, or by conducting crystal healings for others. Most crystals, also, they're talking about crystal children here. So most crystals are young children. So this card could also indicate that you are parenting or working with a crystal child. You may also have crystal characteristics yourself, particularly if you, you know, feel that and resonate with that reading right now. So it's just saying, you know, work with your crystal child. They have these intuitive abilities. If you intuitively feel that, and then I just go.
Hello? Oh.
Catherine, did we lose you?
Uh-oh.
Hello?
Wow.
Did you hear noise right before?
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
what was that?
You heard the noise, right?
Yeah. Like clunk?
Huh? Like
crazy.
A train or something?
Like
hello?
Yeah.
I wonder if she got disconnected. That was weird. Let me see if she's calling back.
Interesting.
Oh, she's called back. Put her back on. Hi,
Mercury retrograde doesn't even start till the 9th, and we're already having all these electrical issues.
Hi, Catherine.
What are we
doing?
Yeah. What
is happening? So, did you get that reading?
Oh.
Adriana, are you still there?
Yes, I am.
Yes. Did that resonate with you?
Yes, I'm not sure if you're aware, but I do work with crystals a lot, and I was just telling my mom, like, I want to start creating again more just because I took a very long break, so it's another reminder that
it's a push. Thank you, Catherine.
You definitely have to do that, yes. And the further, I lost the page of the second, but it's just, it was telling you to go to the store and just, you know, just look at the crystals and put your hand over them and feel the energy, and you'll be guided to which crystals to pick and work with. But I love that there were two messages there as well, you know, about because you have children, I know, and then now, you know, you do work with crystals. So, and the last card that I did pick was Gaia Gateway Activation. And I've been telling your mom to join Gaia. It's $10 a month. Mm-hmm. It's a great.
Yeah, remember? We've been wanting to do that, yes.
Yes, yes. But the Gaia Gateway is about learning experiences, wisdom transmission, and earth intelligence. The Gaia Gateway is the chakra that connects us directly with the mind and intelligence of Mother Earth. This chakra is not very well known, but it's now being acknowledged as one of the key energetic spaces we can connect with to activate our ascension process. And basically, it's also just saying, if you're working with this Earth star also that's connecting you to Mother Earth. So the best way to describe it is it's like a wormhole or a portal in the center of the Earth that allows us to connect directly with the non-physical intelligence of Gaia, the spiritual presence of planet Earth. The Earth is a highly spiritual, intelligent, aware being. She has lived through many challenges and experiences that have led her to where she is today. So no matter what has been to her or how many
of us have mistreated her, she has found a way to survive and thrive. And so learn from her strength and learn from her yearning for a better future. And she's just telling you to come back to her because she is your chosen home. So you're very connected with nature.
Yeah. Yes.
With Mother Earth. Are you? Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Good.
Yay. Wow. Wow, those readings were so beautiful and so on point because I know it to all be true. And so that's a little
that's
push from Spirit and Mother Earth, you know, that she needs to get going with
yes.
what she need, what she's being called to do, what she knows what it is. And Adriana, the card that came for you, it's just like the hope card from the fairy sex, since you're so in tune with the fairies. It says hope. And there's a rainbow. And the significance of the rainbow, there's a rainbow and the dove. So on this card, I'll save it for you. But, you know, the significance of the rainbow is new beginnings, right? And just the other day, after my mom passed and we were back home, you know, we went out, my daughter and I went to get breakfast, and it was a beautiful morning, and we see a rainbow. My daughter's like, whoa, there's a rainbow. It's not like raining or anything, you know, because usually you see a rainbow when it rains and then the sun is shining. No, it was just above her home, and it was just so magical. We saw it was small, and then it got bigger and bigger and bigger as we got to her house. So it was just so beautiful. And this is the message with that is hope. Hope is always there. Even if we can't see it, optimistic expectations can help change a negative situation into a positive one, right? Which we're experiencing now, right? I mean, just losing mom, you know, it's very sad, but we know that we've gained, you know, it's also positive. We've gained, you know, family unity, you know, and now she's with dad and they're going to be more of assistance to us. And then the next card that came out was the Shine From Within card from that deck. And it says, looks are only skin deep. True beauty shines from within. And it's time for you to shine. This is a time for self-acceptance and for revealing your true beauty, which you have so much of, you know, you have so many gifts and talents. So I'm not sure if you guys know, but my daughter also is a psychic intuitive, and she gets messages from spirit. She's also she does crystal jewelry, which I think Liz has purchased from her and DC as well. So, yeah. And she intuitively, you know, picks out, from listening to your voice or whatever, she picks the crystals that should, you know, that you need. So it gets channeled.
Wow. That's why she has the owl. I knew that's why she had the owl.
Yes. And the owl is so perfect for her, too. And the deer, too. It's just like both of them.
Yes. It's all, you know, with Mother Earth and
yeah.
Wow, I'm just like out of words. I can't. It's just like so on point.
Okay. There was a reason why she was listening
so
today. I was like, do you want a reading?
Too.
I'm
wow.
like, I think you need one. I'm glad you got
it.
I'm
glad you did. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Yes, our pleasure.
Well, thank you, Adriana. I love you, and I'll talk to you soon.
Okay.
I'll place you on hold now. Thank you.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, that was so beautiful and so in sync. Wow. That was like, yeah, exactly what she needed to hear. Yep.
That's wonderful.
So thank you, ladies. I love you.
I love you, too.
We have two callers, and what I'll do is, it's already 9, so I figured we can take down the numbers, and I'll just say the two first ones is 919 and 959, and I'll pick you guys up first thing next Wednesday, God willing, that we're here. So if you call, you know, at 7 o'clock, we'll pick you guys first. So that was area code 919, and 959 will pick you up first. This show was amazing. Thank you
so much. We try to pitch them up, right?
Yeah, anytime, yeah. But, you know, I won't put them on hold for a while, you know. So thank you so much for this show. I mean, it really made me feel so much better, you know, to let it all out and speak and just remember Mom, you know, for who she was. And another thing, it was her smile. You know, her smile is so missed, you know, because she had an amazing smile.
Yeah.
You know, and that's what she's left with me, the smile. So I'm always smiling to people.
Aww.
Like, even if I don't know them, I'm always, like, smiling.
Well,
say good morning or hi or whatever. Yeah. Well, Catherine knows, right, Catherine?
Wait.
You went on vacation
with
me on a retreat.
Everybody.
I made so many friends, everyone. Hi.
Yes, we all love her.
Yeah.
Followers.
So, yeah. Well, thank you, ladies. I love you guys. Thank you for the reading for my daughter, and thank you for everything. Thank you for being here for me.
Oh, you're welcome, Mary.
Of course. All right.
You're
have
welcome.
A beautiful night.
Yes.
Love
thank
you for hosting, Mary.
Oh, you're welcome. Have a great evening, everyone. We'll see you back next week, next Wednesday.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay.
God bless everyone.
Good night.
Okay.